Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info. Satanists are waging war against you and I, and of course our children. One of the biggest attacks took place in Florida recently. And of course, in Florida, we saw the Satanic Temple come out and try and give out pamphlets promoting Satanism and atheism to little children. And that in itself is catastrophic. But now we have students at Clemson University who are actually going to host a satanic ritual. And with this satanic ritual, it's going to involve bloodletting, potentially sacrificing a lamb, and a contest to see who can burn the most Bibles. Have a look at the pamphlet that's on your screen right now. This was posted everywhere on campus. C-U-N-T Afterlife Party. Well, I'll explain the afterlife section in just a minute there. Live bloodletting and lamb sacrifice. The lamb provided by our friends at Clemson Collegiate Farm Bureau. Bible torching ceremony, 7:06 p.m. C-U-N-T sucker who brings the most Bibles wins, $25. Pentagram completion event, come help summon Baphomet to celebrate the new Clemson chapel. They're going to attempt a summoning of Baphomet. Now, this has all come about because an individual named Samuel J. Cadden, he passed away in a car accident in 2015. And Cadden kept a bucket list of life goals within his Bible. And one of those goals was to have a building named after himself at the Clemson University. Now, this is what's taking place at the university right now with the new chapel. Well, at this, the construction of this new chapel, the Satanists want to go summon Baphomet at it. Now, Cadden's, of course, not the only individual who is going to have his name engraved at this chapel here. There are other students who have passed away at the university, and they did not graduate. And, of course, their names are also going to be engraved on the chapel. And Satanists, these sick, twisted, demented Satanists are trying to destroy their memory. The director of the college relations, his name is Kirby Player, and of course he is denying the claims that the Farm Bureau would provide the satanic organization with any livestock whatsoever for ritual slaughter. So the very fact that the director of college relations knows about this potential event means that it could be allowed. Oh, but just not the lamb sacrificing part. What about the bloodletting? What about summoning Baphomet? What about burning Bibles? Now, of course, thankfully, folks, this is good news. There were some students who sounded off on Twitter because they were very upset, as I imagine a lot of us are at this occurrence at one of our schools in America. One student posted, "I just got a few questions," to which others responded with, "I have way more than a few questions, and yeah, I have many questions. First of all, how dare they?" Others rebuked the Satanist group's presence at Clemson, stating, "I ain't trying to be nowhere near Clemson this weekend. I knew I chose the wrong school," and marking Clemson off of my potential school's list. There is a crisis in America, and it's directly tied to the rise of Satanism in America as well. Are you paying attention to it? Better yet, are you warning your children about it? That's all I got. God bless and carry on.